In 2009, there were more than 189,000 car crashes in Indiana, involving more than 300,000 people. Though not all of those were Hoosiers, it's a number equivalent to about one in every 21 people in the state. Those wrecks cost everyone involved an estimated $4.3 billion, or more than $22,000 per fender bender. Though more women were hurt in crashes, it is men who have a much greater tendency to die, says Center for Criminal Justice Research spokeswoman Donna Sapp.
There are specific vehicle types where the fatality rate is higher, for instance, motorcycles, and there are usually there are going to be more men riding motorcycles than females.
But Sapp says Indiana is leading a nationwide trend toward fewer crashes. Those 189,000 wrecks still represent better than a 7% decrease from 2008. Sapp notes fewer miles are also being driven, meaning the economy may be keeping accident incidents down, but also says increased law enforcement vigilance is responsible. Bloomington State Police Sergeant Kurt Dernal says police monitor crash data as well.
The state police have targeted what we call high crash areas. We locate these areas and we see from the data that's given to us what the crashes look like in that area. If those crashes are particularly high, we will have enforcement patrols in that area.
Dernal says those patrols have also helped increase the number of people wearing safety belts. One last sobering statistic about wearing a seatbelt, especially if you're behind the wheel. Drivers who weren't buckled in were 59 times more likely to die in an accident than those who were. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.